Christine? Hello? Hi everyone, this is Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation Coach, and this is the first session of, the first session of our second session, I don't know how else to say it, of the Women's Inspired Writing Results Group. And I want to welcome all the new people to the call. If anyone has any noise in the background or anything like that, please hit star 6 and mute yourself. I haven't muted everyone because there weren't that many of us, but I do hear some noise now. So if we end up needing me to mute people, I will. Actually, now there's an echo. So
hello? Hello?
And I'll tell you. Okay, so I now have you. Actually, I'm just going to put you on mute. Well, I have you on Q&A now because there was some noise and somebody must have a cell phone that was causing an echo. So normally we don't have to do that because there have been less of us, but there are more of us now. We have 8 people on the call right now, and there are 11 of us total, 12 with me. So I'm hoping I don't have to have you all muted because it's much more fun for people to just jump in and say something. But anyway, I want to welcome all the new people. We have quite a number of new people joining us. We have, Modesta, who I think goes by Modi, Christine, Deanna, Rosalyn, Amina, and Shayla. And then we have our returning people, Peggy, Robin, Tonya, Pat, and Francine. Francine couldn't be here tonight, and Modi also couldn't be here tonight. And we had one person who I think it was Rosalyn was going to be late. So anyway, let me go. Oh, before I unmute everyone, I'm going to go over kind of the ground rules of what we do. The five of you who have been here before will know this, but it's worth repeating for the newcomers. And then I think we're going to take a few minutes for everyone just to say who they are, where they are, and what they write so that we can all know who we are. You know, we can meet each other because now that we have new people in the group, it's important for us to connect. I mean, that's the nice thing about a women's group is we all connect on a different level than we might with men or, you know, other people who aren't writers, that sort of thing. So it's nice for us to get to know each other. So first, the ground rules. The way the sessions work is very simple. The very first part of the session, we have we take time to set intentions and also to talk about the results we've achieved. So the five people who are here from the last session, they will have some achievements from the last 2 weeks. Now, actually, I think it's been 3 weeks. If you are new to the group and you have something you want to say that you achieved over the last few weeks, that's fine. Then tell me and we'll write that down as your achievements as well. But as time goes on, what will happen is you will set intentions. And that's part of this first half of what we do here is we set intentions. So you will actually say, this is what I'm going to, you know, I intend to achieve over the next 2 weeks till our next session. And then when we come back in 2 weeks, you say, I achieved it, I didn't achieve it. And that's the accountability part of this. And the people who have been here before can speak to that if they want to about how that's been working for them, but it's been really working great. They've achieved a ton of stuff over the last 6 months. They've really made great strides. The second half of the group is the coaching. And the main purpose of the coaching really is to help you be productive as writers. And I would love for you to ask questions about how to be more productive, how to turn out more work, how to be more creative, all those sorts of things. But when we run out of those kinds of questions, we turn to just writing and publishing questions. So that is basically the structure of what we will be doing. So now what I'd like to do is go around and have each of you introduce yourself. And I think until I know what the sound level is like here, I'm going to, I think I'll just unmute you each one by one, and then we'll see, I'll be able to tell if I leave you unmuted whose phone might be causing any issues. And hopefully we'll be able to just keep everybody unmuted as we keep going. Okay, so I can't tell who this is because it just says wireless caller, but it's an 831 number, and I'm now unmuting you, and you should be able to.
Oh, that's me then. That's me, Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Hi,
hey,
Nina.
So Robin, if you could just tell the group, give them your full name, where you're located, what kind of writing you do,
okay.
Anything like that that's pertinent, and let's try to keep it to, you know, under 2 minutes so that we can get to the important stuff.
Okay. And I may have to get off the phone because I am at the hospital and I'm spending the night and my sister is bringing my stuff, but I'll try to, I want to get through this. So I'm writing a series of murder mysteries set on an organic farm, and I'm working with Nina on the second one in the series. And I made some real headway over the summer. I got through the first draft. It was stolen, but that's really okay because I'm going through writing the second draft, knowing where I'm going, and I'm really getting some good stuff that I wouldn't have if I had that first draft, I don't think. So, did you want to know my intentions, or? Just
I would
have to
wait, but I guess we could,
yeah, okay.
Especially since you have to go. But also, tell them where you're located.
Where I'm located?
Yeah, where do you live?
Well, I live in Santa Cruz, a block from Seabright Beach.
Okay, great. Okay, so I guess I'll just do it this way as we go. So, so Robin was in the group last time, so I have her, so that you're going to see how this will work as time goes on. As I said, those of you who are new might only have intentions, but Robin had some intentions from last time, so I'm going to remind her what those were, and they were to finish one chapter per week of her book and to rewrite questions for my old agent, Verna, for an interview she wanted to conduct with her. So the question is, did you accomplish that?
Actually, I did. I emailed her yesterday, and I wouldn't if I didn't know this was going to happen today. I emailed her. I actually called the number that she had on her site, and I think it was her husband. But anyway, I didn't have to ask a lot of questions. I realized what the big question was, so I put that in my email, and I really like my email. I haven't heard back from her, and I'm. If I don't hear back from her, I'm going to email again, because I CC'd myself and I didn't get my CC. I don't know what's up with that. But
okay, so also
but anyway.
Let me know if you don't hear from her because I can email.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And you finished
Yeah, I will let you know. Hmm?
And you finished one chapter per week.
Yes, I did. I did. Super. The only thing that I didn't do was I was going to, there were about 4 days in which I was going to work for 2 hours a day, and I didn't do that yesterday, and there was one other day that I really procrastinated. So, but I'm going to keep trying to do that. I think what I need to do, though, really is play around with the times that I've told myself to do it and give myself a little bit of a break because I'm working really hard now teaching and correcting papers, and it's like, I have to... I work like until 7 o'clock on Thursday night, and then my thing is I'll wake up and start writing by 8:30, and it's just too much.
Right.
You know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But I have you
yeah.
down to work 2 hours per day as your intention.
Yeah. Good.
And is there another intention that you want to add?
Yeah, there's another one, and that is I want to interview, there's a woman who's a firefighter who could answer a couple of questions that I need to know about drowning, people who have drowned, what it is that they do, when they arrive.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have her name, so
all right,
I want to do that interview too. So that's my intention, yeah.
Okay, just those two?
Well, what was the first one?
Work 2 hours per day.
No, I can't do that. Let me see. Work 2 hours, 4 days a week. And I know the specific days. Shall I tell you those?
No, I'm just going to say 4 days per week.
Okay, great. 2 hours, 4 days. Yeah.
Okay, so I have write. I actually changed it to write 2 hours. Per day, 4 days per week.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I wanted to add one thing. As I was introducing myself, you know, when I started this for everybody else, I was at 42,000 words. That was in spring. And a typical mystery novel is 95,000, between 90 and I got to that number of words by the end of this summer, working with Nina and doing it differently, really writing original stuff and not spending hours editing, but writing and getting to the end of the plot. So that was different for me.
Good.
Really productive. Okay, thanks, Nina.
And thanks for that plug.
Okay.
All right, well, I hope you can stay with us for a while, but if you leave,
yeah,
I'll know why.
Yeah, me too. Okay,
okay,
thank
I'm going to leave you unmuted. If you feel you need to mute yourself, then go ahead and mute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, is there anyone else who feels like they need to leave early? If you feel like you need to leave early and you want to go next, unmute yourself. Otherwise, I'm going to keep going down the list. So hit *6 to unmute if you feel like you need to do that. Okay. Then Deanna, I think you're next on the list here. Deanna?
Oh, yes, that's me.
Okay. Well, you're just
Hi.
Next on the list, so I'm just kind of going down the list of people here.
Okay.
So we're going to put you on the hot seat next, even though you're new. And if you could just tell us again, you know, give us your full name, where you live, what you write about, and that sort of thing. And maybe even why you decided to join the group.
Okay. Well, my name is Deanna Blackwell, and I live in Springfield, Illinois. And I had taken an online class with Nina, the instructor, on how to blog a book. And that was about, could it have been 2 years ago? And at that time, I was a Peace Corps volunteer in China teaching English as a foreign language. And I got a lot out of that course, and I mapped out different chapters and blog topics for blog posts for each of those chapters, and I've written them down, and it's all organized. And now I want to finally complete it and write out all those blog posts. I have started, but I just want some support and momentum and energy towards just finishing it up. And at this point, you know, blogging is almost secondary. I just want to write out my ideas for those topics, because the further the experience gets away from me, the less I remember. So I'm feeling like timing is everything at this point.
Super. Okay. And welcome to the group. Is there anything in the last 2 weeks you want to mention that you feel were accomplishments that you set out to do? Otherwise, we have no intentions.
Yeah, only just register for this class. I mean, I've also started a new job this week, but I know that if I stopped watching so much TV that I would have enough time to write, especially on the weekend. So I'm kind of making a commitment to my writing and changing a habit and just looking to the group for some accountability. My intention would be to write, I want to say 2 posts per week, but I wonder if that might be too ambitious. But I wonder if writing 1 wouldn't be ambitious enough.
Well, why don't you see? Why don't we write 2 blog posts per week? I mean, there are here's the thing. There is no embarrassment in this group if you come back and say, I didn't do it. It's just that the accountability is there to push you along. And so if you say write 2 blog posts a week and you come back and you didn't do it and you only did 1, if you can at least say I did 1 per week, you'll still be better off, right? But if you feel like you're going to feel funny coming back and saying then you'd rather commit to 1 and then have overperformed, that's okay too. So you choose.
I'll go for 2.
Okay. So I have your intention to write 2 blog posts per week, and I'm going to write also, so I add intentions for you occasionally, you'll notice, to watch, how I want you to pick an amount of time, how much less TV per week?
Oh, my God. I watch a lot of TV.
How about 1 hour? Let's start with that.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Per week? Well, that's actually not that much. How much would you say you watch?
It's not that much.
No. How much do you watch?
How embarrassing. How about what if I said
1 hour less per day?
What if I said at least one night of the week I would not watch TV? That might be easier for me to keep track of.
Okay, watch no television 1 night per week. And are you going to make that a writing night?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. Yes.
Okay, those are your intentions. To write 2 blog posts per week, watch no television 1 night per week, and have 1 writing night per week.
Great, thank you.
Okay, you feel okay with that?
Yeah, very good.
Okay, all right. All right, super. Well, welcome to the group, and I'm going to leave you unmuted. If you find out that you have some noise or whatever, or I hear noise, I will mute you, but I'm going to leave everybody unmuted as I go along here, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. Okay, I believe this is Melody. Melody? Amina? I think it's Amina Pryor.
I'm here. Sorry.
Do you go by Melody or Amina?
I mostly go by Amina or Amina.
Okay, that's fine.
Officially, it's Amina Melody. The kind of short version is Amina. So
yeah, that's
fine.
No problem. I had Amina down on my list, and then when I saw Melody, I went with Melody, and I went, no, that's not what I remember her name being. So I apologize.
No, that's no problem.
This is Amina to everybody, and why don't you do the same? Tell us who you are and what you write. And
My name is Amina Melody Pryor. Melody is my given name that my parents gave me. Amina is my Sufi name. I follow a Sufi path, and so I write about spirituality and family relationships, healing relationships, and conflict resolution, that sort of thing.
And where
I live in Seattle.
Okay.
I'm here. I didn't actually think I was going to make it to the call tonight. I just got home last night from 2 weeks of traveling, but I decided that being here would kind of, hopefully help me get a little bit grounded. I've been through a very intense, transformative process the last 2 weeks, and also a really emotional time over this weekend. I was at a retreat at our Sufi center from Thursday through Monday, and we found out the afternoon before we left to go to the retreat that our head teacher, one whose teachings we follow on this path, had a stroke and is in the hospital in a deep coma.
Oh.
And so it was a real emotional time for our whole community. But he's still breathing on his own, and vital signs are stable and strong, and so we don't know what's happening.
Okay, well, I hope he comes out of it and is okay.
Yeah. I guess there was just an update that said they're going to start withdrawing medication that he's been on to see how he responds to that. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, I'm just kind of getting my feet back under me after being away. I was gone the week before that. I was gone for 8 days, also at the Sufi Retreat Center where I was working as a teacher assistant for one of the school classes there, and where the school where I did my training. This was my first experience of going back as a teacher assistant, and that was really great. So I've got kind of a full plate with involvement in my Sufi community and leading. Supporting a group of students in the class,
and what do you want to get
into my own writing, and I've actually done a lot of like coaching groups and different kinds of things that have been around business, like in marketing my services, and that sort of thing, but I've not really done like a writing-focused kind of coaching group before. But it's really become clear to me recently that I need to put more focus and attention on writing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just how the universe moves, that as soon as I really got clear that that's what I really wanted to do is to pay more attention and put more effort into writing, then here comes Nina's email with writing coaching support group. So it all came together.
Okay, so you joined so that you could focus on your writing more.
Yeah. So I have three intentions here that I just jotted down as you're getting started here. The main thing is that I actually wrote a schedule out for myself here for the work that I need to do between now and the time I go back to school at the end of January. And part of that schedule, depending on the day and how many sessions I have with people and that sort of thing, my intention is to write between 1 and 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
1 to 3 hours per day. 5 days per week, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm clear. So one of your intentions was to actually schedule the work?
No, I've already mapped out my schedule, and in my schedule, depending on how many phone sessions or, you know, sessions I have with people, got like a minimum of 1 hour, but probably most days I'll be able to do between 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
If I don't have so many sessions, you know, more than 3 hours, so...
Right. 1 to 3 hours per day,
mm-hmm.
5 days per week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, great.
And and then before the next group, as I get myself going here, decide more specifically on what it is that I want to be working on. Have more specific, not just say writing and like it's this kind of vague thing, but like specifically what I'm going to be working on when I'm writing.
Okay, so I wrote down decide on a writing project.
Yeah.
That'd be correct.
And then the other thing I'd like to do is that I have become acquainted with this project management software called Webspiration, and I'd like to spend some time understanding how that works. And see if it might be a tool that would help me, like in mind mapping my writing.
Okay. So should I just write down, look at mind mapping tool, or explore mind mapping tool?
Or explore the Webspiration.
How do you
software? It's like inspiration, but on the web.
Webspiration. Okay. For your information, I use a free one called FreeMind.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that before. I can't remember if I what I did. Anyway,
I use that for everything. So, okay, super. Anything else? Or
okay.
And I wrote down.
No, I think if I could just get going, and then you know, if I get underway and get focused on my project. I have a pretty good idea of what my project is. I just need to land and actually write it down.
Okay. So. Well, and I wrote down for accomplishments for you that you finished the Sufi retreat and you taught at the Sufi retreat center. Even though it doesn't have to do with writing, that was where you've been spending your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good. Well, welcome. Thanks for being here. And
thank you.
I keep going here.
Yeah, I also have connected with another person who is actively involved in writing. That she and I are actually meeting tomorrow to explore more about being writing buddies. So
that's good. That's great.
Yeah,
yep.
That'll be good
too. If you want, in the second half of the program, if you want to talk, you know, ask questions about that. Some other people on the call might have something to add, or you know. Suggestions or anything like that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to keep moving because we've got 5 more people to go here. 5. Okay. I don't know who this is. If this is wireless caller, it's a 650 area code. Hello? Hello? 650-315-0812. Hello? Hello? Okay, well, whoever it is not paying attention, so I'm going to mute them again. Oh, maybe they're not here anymore. Okay, so now I have someone in the 415, 415-608-2044. Hello? Hello?
Hang on. Oh, hi, it's Beth Peggy.
Oh, hey, Peggy.
Hi. Somebody just unmuted just before. Oh, it said I'm unmuted. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, no, it's you.
Okay.
It's you.
Okay.
Okay, so Peggy, just for the people who are new, tell them who you are, where you are, and what you write.
Okay, I'm Peggy Day. I live on the coast in Point Reyes in California. And I write nonfiction. I'm working on a nonfiction book about a women's medical issue, and the issue is a surgical pelvic mesh. And that's probably enough.
Okay. All right, so Peggy, I had you down last time as finishing the platform section of your proposal and finishing the three sample chapters to your proposal.
Okay, I finished the platform section, and I finished, I wrote all this down now. I finished two chapters.
Okay.
And I sent the proposal out to two friends for proofreading and editing. So now I'm kind of twiddling my thumbs. No, I'm not really, but, and I wrote a blog post. And, I've been actually doing research because I want to write a magazine article if I'm going to have downtime while I'm waiting for people to edit stuff. So I've been doing a lot of reading about the Dalkon Shield and the very similar political battle that went on for the Dalkon Shield that's going on today with the pelvic mesh, almost exactly the same.
Hmm. Okay. So you've been pretty busy.
Yeah. I've been working steady.
Accomplished more than what you said you were going to do. So that's great.
Yeah.
Do you have some intentions for the next 2 weeks?
I do. Finish. Why did I write that? Finish. Oh, I have to finish the platform section. I know it got. I need to add a couple of details to it. Finish. Wait a minute. Why did I say that? Oh, hold on.
You said you finished the platform section.
You know what? I was reading what you wrote. Okay. Oh, okay. Next Tuesday, I'm going to meet with a world expert on pelvic mesh in Los Angeles. I'm excited about that. And what I want to do, if I can get it done, is show him my book proposal and ask him. He'll write the foreword to my book.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm scared and I'm excited about doing that. I have to get the copies of my proposal back from the two friends that are editing it. I want to assemble elements of proposal into one document if those editors cooperate. I have a Fiverr, thanks to you, I have a Fiverr proofreader ready to go if I get these back because I'm nervous about any errors. The finished third sample chapter and send to an editor friend. And to continue working on the Dalkon Shield. That's a lot, I know.
Okay. Let's see if I got it all.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have meet with the world's expert on pelvic mesh in Los Angeles.
Yes, his name is Dr. Rollins.
Yeah, and so I'm going to just write show proposal. Assemble elements of the proposal into one document.
Okay.
Send the proposal to the final proofreader. Finish the third sample chapter and send it for editing. And continue work on your article.
Yes.
Cool. All right. We'll see whether you get it all done. I hope so.
Oh, I hope so, too. Thank you.
I know you can do it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. I'm going to back up and see who this was here. Maybe they have come back. I am back to the 650 area code. 315-0812, you're unmuted. Hello?
Yeah, hi, that's Sonia.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's see, what are we supposed to tell? Just a little background.
Who you are, where you live, what you write.
Okay. My name is Tonya Hurst. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area in Redwood City, right on the water. I write fiction. I do a little bit of blogging, but I really like fiction.
Okay. So, Tonya was in the group before, and so she has some intentions from last time. So you said you were going to finish your novella. You were going to finish the last two paragraphs of your proposal, and you were going to send the proposal out for review.
Yeah, I said that. You know, I kind of became a victim of my own success, and finishing up instead a collaborative project with my son, a video for Berkeley, and then I got a job as well working with someone handling their social media needs. And so the novella's not done, but I'm working on it in NaNoWriMo. We're in the NaNoWriMo time. And the proposal's finished, and it's been sent out. And that's about it. I've been insanely busy.
Okay, well, but you sent out, so you accomplished that. You did the proposal, and you sent it out for review?
Yeah.
Or to agents?
No. To review. Okay. I don't have the bandwidth to do more than that this month.
Okay, and so your intention is to finish your novella. That's it?
I mean, well, actually, I'm trying to finish my NaNoWriMo goal and complete that novella by the 12th of November because I got invited to go help a friend at his conference. And I'm doing a second NaNoWriMo under a different name, and so I'm going to come back from the conference and finish that.
And what are you doing during the second half of NaNoWriMo?
I'm writing the novel I've been working on over the summer. It's a piece of historical fiction. And also celebrating my 672nd day of continuous writing.
Woohoo!
It gets easier. That's all I can say.
Awesome. Okay, I have you down for finishing novella by November 12th as part of NaNoWriMo and do a second NaNoWriMo project, which is your novel.
Yes.
Cool beans. Okay, got it.
And if I could add a plug for Nina, for creative wanderers, easily distracted people. Nina is amazing. Even though I don't necessarily meet 100% of my objectives every time, I'm grounded and I'm anchored by being in this group. So it's been really helpful, especially her social media advice. It's been super helpful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to skip over that. Okay. Here we go. I appreciate the plug. All right. You're
sure.
Still unmuted, but we're going on. Christine, you're next. Still there, Christine?
Oh. Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me now?
You are up to tell us who you are and where you live and what you do and possibly
great.
Why you
I'm Christine Metzner. I live in West Sacramento. I'm a teacher in a state prison. And so I started a journal on my experiences. I finished a novel this year. And in the last couple of weeks, I celebrated it was through a program at Stanford. So I got to get back in touch with some of my colleagues so I can share work with them and so on. So the novel is, I have a query letter that I need, is really polished, but it's missing as the novel developed, I added, it's about two sisters instead of one woman. So the wonderful query letter only includes the one sister. So I need to revise the query letter.
Okay.
And I need to add drama to dramatic tension in about three places, about three scenes. I want to write about three, expand about three scenes. But the main thing I'm doing this month is I'm editing and creating a booklet or book, small book, of my father's World War II and Depression stories, Depression era stories. So he's 90 and I want to get it done. And I was thinking maybe a blog would allow me to, even a private unpublished blog would allow me to get it forward a little bit. So
we can talk
about
that. If you have questions about whether that's the right route, we could talk about that here in a little bit.
Okay, great. So I want to get this small book done before Christmas. I want to find the list, start my agent list of suitable agents. I want to research suitable agents, and so I'll have the list when I'm ready to start sending out queries.
Okay.
For the novel.
I wrote down that you actually, for intentions, that you're going to revise your query letter, add dramatic tension to your novel in three scenes. I have edit and create the small book of your father's stories, although you said you were going to do it this month, but you know, any progress you make on that, you can tell us about, and then start your agent list.
Great. Yeah, I'll probably just get the draft sent to out for review on the small book.
You want me to add that?
Right, yes.
Okay, get draft of small book out for review. Okay, and were there any accomplishments over the last couple of weeks you wanted to just meet to list on the Facebook page when I list them? Or?
Oh, I don't really, well, no, I are you going to, is this a private Facebook page?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I picked up my certificate in the Stanford Online Writing Certificate Program in October, mid-October, which was really nice.
Okay, well, that's a big one.
I wish I had something to publish, but I don't.
Okay, so I've got that down. Yeah, and it is a private group. And by the way, while I'm thinking about that, all the people who are new, and I think also Robin never joined from last session, but if you do want to join the Facebook group, it's a nice place to also get support and connect with the other people in our group. And it is private. And
okay, what I need is to figure out how to find it. So if you could send me an invitation, that would help.
There, it was in the. If you can find the emails, you're going to start getting emails now that you confirmed, and it's in all of that. You should get it. But if you don't, let me know, and I will resend it to you. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, I don't know who this is because it has a very weird name next to it. So this is 954-678-9902. Hello, you're unmuted. Hello? Okay, I'll mute them again.
I don't know, I'm on Skype and I have no idea what my Skype is.
Okay, well, it says something it's not worth going into, but anyway, okay. Hi, Pat.
I don't know if it's me or not. Okay, so
no, it's okay. I mean, it's you're unmuted, so it must be you.
All right. Okay,
so why
I'm
don't you
Pat
do the
Cole.
Same as everyone else has done.
Live in Sacramento. Pardon me?
No, go ahead. Somebody was talking.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Should I start now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm Pat Cole, and I live in Sacramento, and this is my next bout with this group, which I'm grateful for. And I'm writing two nonfiction books, one on elephant poaching in Zambia and one on historic photos through Arcadia Press's Images of America. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, super. Thank you. And thanks for being back a second time. Actually, all of you who are
thank
on
you.
Second time, thank you for coming back and making it possible for me to have the group.
Great.
Okay, I have down for you, Pat, that you were going to select photos and write captions for your book project, and that you were going to finish chapters so you can finish your proposal, 1 to 2 chapters.
Okay, I did better than I thought. It was like pulling teeth to get those photos. I thought I was going to slip my wrist, but I have ample photos, and I'll meet my deadline of the 10th. So I've got the photos. No, I have to finish that, but I'll do that by the 10th.
Okay, so.
And I finished the chapters I need for a proposal.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
okay. So I have that you selected the photos and you finished the chapters for your proposal. And I wrote down that one of your intentions is to write the captions for the photos for your book project.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And then the Africa book. I need to go back. I got a little confused in the whole process, and I kept putting the cart before the horse. So now that I have the chapters and somebody, you know, I'm getting some opinions on, then I need to do the proposal, and then I need to do the query letter. So the next thing would be to write the proposal.
Okay, wait.
Which I've said before, but I had.
So your intention is to write the proposal? Wait, Pat? Sorry. I want to get this down correctly, so I'm sorry to interrupt you. But you want to, so your next step is to write the proposal for the Africa book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I really need to really get that down fine before I start looking at query letters, because someone could actually answer a query letter and want to see my proposal, and I should have to go.
Exactly
right.
Have to have exactly right.
Okay.
Plus, your book proposal is how you craft a marketable book idea. You know, you make the best book idea you could make, and then you write the query based on that. And then when an agent contacts you, you're ready.
Okay.
Okay. So I have two intentions: the photo captions and the proposal.
Right.
Is that good?
Okay.
Is that enough for today?
No, that's plenty.
Okay. Yep, probably is. A whole proposal is a lot.
Yes.
All right.
Do it right.
Thank you, Pat. Okay, we have one last person. Rosalyn. You still there, Rosalyn?
I am here.
Okay. We didn't leave you to last because you were any less important. I'm just going down the list of people that it shows up on my screen.
No, I'm pretty sure
on the call, and you just happened to be the last one there. So
I'm sure I got here last. I was helping chaperone a field trip home from the Ocean Institute. So yeah,
no worries. So if you didn't hear what we're doing, you're going to say who you are, where you live, what you write, if you want to, why you joined the group, and then we'll do your intentions.
Okay. I'm Rosalyn Pryor. I teach high school English in Southern California, Orange County. And let's see what I write. I write poetry. I write nonfiction, a kind of a plethora of things, mostly like essays. And I do academic, but not only academic, personal essays. I do blog a little bit, and I am working on some fiction short stories and a novel that I'm attempting for Nano here. So I joined the group because Tonya told me I should.
Thank you, Tonya.
Because I do have, when school's in, I get really overwhelmed and bogged down and have trouble sometimes without imposed deadlines. Getting things done that aren't school, so this is my effort to impose some deadlines. So
okay, good.
Yeah,
good. Okay, so do you have anything related to writing that you accomplished in the last 2 weeks you want to tell us about, or 3 weeks?
That I have accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't, it's okay. I'm asking because I post it on the group.
Okay. I guess in terms of not like massive accomplishments, but I've, in the last couple of weeks, that was longer than 2 weeks ago, I've been pulling together poems from some of my blog iterations that I know I can't, you know, submit anywhere for publication or contest because they've been previously published. So I'm pulling those off the blog and revising them and kind of working them up into sort of a little book that may also include photos. And okay. So I guess I've kind of started that process with some of my writing group buddies that I'm working with. And so I think one of my goals is to get all of the poems revised and send those drafts to my writing buddies and a poetry buddy to kind of look at for me and give me some, you know, I'd like to get the next iteration of those drafts done, I guess.
Okay. So I wrote down as an accomplishment that you started pulling together poems from blog posts for a book.
Right.
And then for intentions, if I heard you correctly, you're going to revise the poems and
correct.
Send a draft of poems to your writing buddies for review.
Correct, yes. And then I think my second intention is, again, just with the nano thing, my approach has always been some progress is good progress. I would like to be a little more daily about my work on nano, so I kind of tend to get bogged down and then try to make it all up on the weekends, as teachers sometimes do, and it doesn't usually work very well for me. So trying to be more daily, and I don't know if I'm focusing on a word count per se as much as I am on the dailiness of it.
Okay. At so, the poem project, your NaNoWriMo project, or is
no, it's not. I have a novel that I'm working on for Nano.
Okay. Okay. I have write on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think just write daily, even if it doesn't get up to the 1,660 whatever words that, you know, they target. I may set a minimum for myself, but I don't, just the sheer fact of doing it daily will be better for me. So.
Okay, great. Super.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for joining us. And then we have somebody named Modesta, who I think goes by Modi. That's how she ended her email to me. She couldn't be here today, but she gave me her intention, so I'm going to speak them to the group, and that is to write 500 words a day and to set up one interview with a person whose narrative is going to be included in her book. And Francine couldn't make it today. Her accomplishments... what she accomplished, let's see, what she intended to do last time was to finish an ebook and send it to an editor, get more comfortable with Scrivener, study Debbie's transcripts, and call Debbie's brother and therapist. What she did was she sent two blogs in last week. She contacted her social media firm and... is negotiating an agreement to post her blogs more widely on social media. So something totally different, but that's okay. And her intentions for this coming 2 weeks are to continue working with a client, to blog 2 times a week for her pet book and 1 time a week for her business book, and to review the business book because the friend and editor made some substantive suggestions for changes. Okay. That's everybody. Even those who aren't
excellent.
Here. Yeah. So everyone's unmuted now, and for those who are new, I mean, this took a little longer than usual. Normally we're done with intentions easily in half an hour, usually less because there were less of us. But I think that even with 11 of us, probably everyone won't be here at the same time. You know, some people won't show. And so I think we still can get done in 30, 35 minutes. And so then what happens is, as I said, coaching. And the coaching time is your time to ask whatever. So, again, we start with productivity-related issues, and then we move on from there. If nobody has those kinds of issues, then we go on to writing and publishing type and platform and whatever type questions. So that's where we are now, and I did say that this time we'd go over a little bit, so I'm willing to stay on till about 7:15. And so we'll see how many questions you all have. So at this point, that's where we are. You ask whatever questions you have, and I will answer them. If there is not a problem with noise level or people speaking one over the other, then I'm going to leave all of you unmuted because it makes for conversation. If we have problems, then I'll mute everyone and you'll just do the Q&A thing, you know, where you hit *6 and you'll raise your hand. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
At this point, whoever has a question can just chime in.
I have a question. It's Peggy.
Hi, Peggy. Yeah, and just so everybody sees how Peggy did it, just say your name so I know who I'm speaking to, please, and everybody else knows who's speaking. Okay, Peggy, hit it.
Okay. This kind of is about it's also about publishing. I remember at the Redwoods Conference, somebody talked about agents take a vacation in, like, December or January or something. Is that true? In terms of sending out proposals.
Okay, so it's really a fallacy. It is true that, like everyone else, agents are in the office less in December because it's the holiday season, and they go on vacation, and they go to parties, and, you know, I mean, like all of us, it's a busy time of year because of the holiday.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they don't take submissions. Now, that said, I did notice in an email that came around from the literary agency that represents me that they are closed for submissions until January so that they can catch up on the submissions they have and start fresh in January. I haven't actually seen that from any other agency, but it's something to keep in mind that maybe there are some that feel like, you know, they're just doing less work or they're catching up or, you know. So it might be better to send it out in January. On the other hand, there's a flood of query letters going out in January. So I think that you could easily find out from the agency, you know, explore their site and see whether that particular agency says that they don't take submissions in November, December. And if they don't say that they do not, then I would just send it anyway, because that's what I was always advised, was to send it in the summer, send it in December, that it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but I just did want to mention about the literary agency that represents me because, you know, they did say that they weren't taking any submissions right now. So I would just double check, and if you know, you don't see anything like that, then just go ahead and send it.
Good.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else? Don't be shy. This is your time. Oh, it's been 3 weeks. Even you, yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, it's been 3 weeks. Even those of you who have been here before must have something to ask me. Go ahead. Who's speaking?
This is Amina.
Hi, Amina.
I am scrolling through the email here. I have got a whole bunch of email from you along with an overflowing inbox from being gone for 2 weeks. I cannot find anything about Facebook group. Would it be possible for you to send that out again?
Yeah, I can, and I'll just send you a link to it. It's just called it's called Women's Inspired Writing Results Group. So if you go to Facebook and you search it, you're going to ask for entry, basically, and then I let you in. But I will send that to you.
Okay. Well, I'll just put it in here. See.
And you know, this is Robin. I do have a question.
Yep.
I couldn't ask because the nurses were in here, so everyone's on mute. But, you know, I'm writing fiction like a couple other people are, I hear. That's great. And I've been writing fiction for a while, and, you know, it's a long manuscript, and I really would like to send something out and try to get something published on, I don't care, online, something just so I can have that, you know, that adrenaline rush of, you know, knowing that it's going that direction. Do you have any recommendations for that?
To get an article published?
No, to get a part of a novel published, you know, to send out, I don't know. I mean, my feeling is that I can't, I shouldn't and I wouldn't submit to an agent until I finish my manuscript completely, you know?
Uh-huh, right.
But I'm wondering if you have a long manuscript that's fiction, you know, what would you do for taking just, you know, some piece of it and trying to get it published somewhere? I think I probably know the answer, but I want
to hear
you.
You have to be careful with
the
fiction publishers because they don't like previously published work.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You know, but that said, you know, maybe one, if you had a piece that was a, you know, that stood alone, a chapter that stood alone almost like a short story.
Right.
You could publish that, and I think that's what I have heard the most of, is people who, you know, publish a short story that's based on the novel, or that it began as a short story and it became a novel. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know where you would just publish one chapter, you know what I mean, or two chapters.
Right.
So I would think that it would almost be better for you to try to write some short stories and get them published so that you begin to develop a, you know, some bylines.
Right. Oh, I have, yeah, this, it just gave me an idea that the premise of the whole thing that inspired the story, it could be done in a short story, probably. If
that
wouldn't
be something
kind
to look at.
Yeah, and maybe even, you know, and it wouldn't have to be a murder. It would be something that's actually kind of interesting in terms of organic farming.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's something to think about. I like
that.
Yeah,
or see if you can't take a chapter and revise it somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, reframe it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Good.
All right, great.
Good.
Good.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Any other questions?
Nina, this is Tonya.
Yeah, hi, Tonya.
My question is, what do you do to recharge so you're not at your desk all day long?
Good question. So I think we've covered some of this before, but it's always worth repeating.
Yes.
Number one, I mean, and this has to do with, you know, like the high-performance coaching that I do. These are things I always recommend and to help you stay high energy and to keep your brain clear and focused. So number one is you want to take frequent breaks. So I suggest breaking every 50 minutes or an hour at most. And what you're going to do is you're going to get up and you're going to go to the bathroom and you're going to drink a glass of water and you're going to do something that raises your energy. Now, that could be 10 deep breaths. So, for instance, if everybody stood up right now and were to kind of bounce up and down on the balls of their feet, you know, like from to your toes, right? Kind of like if you ever did ballet, like relevé. So you're going to just go up and down on your toes. And while you're doing it, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. So you go. And if you did that 10 times when you took that break, it will raise your energy. And it also gives your brain what it needs, which is oxygen.
Hmm.
Okay, so every hour you should be taking a break and doing something like that, or going outside and walking around the block, or going, doing some Qigong or a little bit of yoga or anything that moves your body a little bit. The other thing is to get a standing desk and not sit all day. But the main thing that's going to help you is to get up and do something like, you know, the deep breathing or Qigong or yoga or walking, and making sure that you're getting, you know, recharging your brain with oxygen and recharging your body with some movement, and also with the water. And make sure you eat well, that you're not eating foods that make you lethargic and tired.
So too late.
Paying attention to what you eat at lunch, whether then you're real tired in the afternoon, you know. And that's a whole other subject, which I could go into, you know, in quite a bit of depth, is, you know, what I do in terms of eating. But that will get you started. Does that help?
Yes, that's very helpful.
Yeah, meditating also.
Do that. Great. No, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. All right, good. Anyone else? No question is stupid. Amina, I sent you that link.
Oh,
okay.
This is good.
I found something on Facebook, but it doesn't. I don't see how to get into the group. So
yeah. Well, I sent you the link.
Okay.
Christine, you had a question?
Oh yes, I also need the link. I need the link to the Facebook page, please.
Okay. And did you have a question as well?
Well, I'm looking for advice on my, or coaching on my small book project of the World War II stories.
Okay.
That's
what exactly?
Pardon?
What was the question exactly? I'm sorry.
Well, the question is, what would be a good first step? I've got about 15 stories and about 10 great photos.
So I would be, what I always advise, it's kind of, the project you're taking on is a little bit, it's similar to, for instance, booking a blog, which is repurposing blog post content. And that, in that, by that I mean that you have some content that you are trying to fit into a book, and you're starting it kind of without the pre-planning that I usually suggest, which is that you figure out how you would write the best book on this topic that you could write. So I would sit down and I would say, if I was going to write this based on the knowledge I have, how would I structure the book?
Oh, I think
that would be
a
the
great
best
idea.
Way to structure the book.
But just in case my dad dies before Christmas, I want to get a manuscript. You know, I just want to get it into one file. But I think there is value in the larger subject. Other people will be interested. But there's also this personal tribute aspect.
Okay, I see. So are you going and you're interviewing him over and over again, or?
Well, I have. We've done this over the years, and so it's. I have my, like I said, about 15 stories that they're in his voice, but I've heavily worked on them for him. So, but the,
you're not interviewing
you know,
him at this point. You're just trying to work with these 15 stories.
Right.
I can
ask him to clarify, and it's sort of a. It'll be an activity. It'll be therapy for him too. It'll bring us together. It'll be a bonding experience for us to go over. Okay, what else would you like to add here?
Right, but the stories you want them to go together in some way, right?
Right. I have to figure out an order. I have to make it.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
I see.
So what I would do is I would figure out I would think about the stories you have, and I would come up with an organization for them at this point. I would sit down and I would say, what is the best way for me to present this material? You know, first, just for the basic organization so that I can talk to my dad about it. Later, I'll figure it out, you know, and, you know, better. But I would start there, because then once you've organized the stories, you could go back to him and say, you know, Dad, I think we're missing something here. Could you tell me a story about such and such? Because,
right,
you see, it
right.
could
and
be
then,
that something's
right.
missing.
So I'll write an outline and paint the broad picture of what area he was in, et cetera.
Right. And so then you can start dropping it all in. Do you use Scrivener?
Well, I wish I have it, and I've tried. I want to become more proficient. I want to become proficient, period, with Scrivener.
So I'll post again. I've posted it before for the group, but I'll post the program that I used to learn, and it consists of a bunch of really short videos. Like, you can say, I don't know how to compile, and you can search it and find out how to compile and learn it in 5 minutes. You know, you don't have to read some big long manual. I think Gwen Hernandez's book is great and her classes are great, but this is, you know, something that you have access to all the time and you can just go to. But if you don't want to use Scrivener, it's not a problem. I'm just saying that, you know, this is one way to organize it, because you can move everything around. Plus, you can, take notes in Word and you know, or however you're doing it, and then just drop it into Scrivener and just move everything around, and you can very easily produce a manuscript out of it that you could be working with, you know?
Oh, yes, I see. That's what I should do. I should devote my time to catching up so I can use Scrivener.
I'll post that in the Facebook group.
Great.
And, yeah, and then, you know, even if you're not using Scrivener, I would just be creating, you know, files on Word and with that outline, starting to drop the stories in a logical order.
Exactly. So coming up with the concept, the outline, and so that's a good start. That's what I need to do.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, you know, I understand you feel like you're in a hurry, but without the organization, you really don't know how it all fits together, and you don't know if there's something you need to ask your dad about.
Right. Right. Like, I want to ask him the name of the name of the plane. Did you name the plane, et cetera? So,
right.
It'll be
fun. So I think when you start looking at it as instead of a bunch of little pieces, as part of a bigger story, you're going to have an easier time. That's why I suggest that. And then later, if you don't want to use it as a legacy piece, if later you want to make it into something different, then you can work with it, you know, and you could always embellish or whatever. But you can't even ask him what you want, you know, what you need to ask until you know what you need to ask.
All right, I need to see what I have and have an outline of,
yeah,
and a bigger vision. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Pat here. I kind of have a suggestion too.
Uh-huh.
I interviewed a man who escaped from Poland during World War II. And did a whole series of interviews and put together in an oral history for the family. And what I ended up also doing was having to do a lot of summarizing of what was going on in the country or the world in the war at that time. Because people who were reading it would be young people who wouldn't think about World War II. And in doing that, that presented some more questions I had for him. Like, well, what about this part of the war or that part of the war, how did that affect you? So sometimes I think getting a good overview of the historical context is helpful.
Right. That's at the top of my list is to write about that particular region that where he flew, and there was, I know, a couple of famous men that were in that went on to become a senator, secretary of defense. So just summarizing that, and so the war in the Pacific, the war in China, India, and you're right, the young people have no clue, and the way the whole greatest generation concept, that everyone was for the war.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay. Good. Good suggestion. Any other questions?
Hey, Nina, this is Amina. That link that you sent does not work.
Didn't?
It says, when I clicked on the link, I got a Facebook page that says, this content is currently unavailable. The page you requested cannot be displayed. It may be temporarily unavailable. The link you clicked may have expired, or you may not have permission to view this page.
Well, you probably don't have permission because you haven't asked to join it yet.
Yeah, but I can't figure out how to ask to join it. I can't get to the page.
Who was it recently joined? Rosalind, you joined it recently. Rosalind, are you still here?
I'm here.
How did you join it?
But I think I just used the link that you had sent in the email originally, but is it a secret group or a closed group? If it's a secret group, there's no show have to be added directly.
Okay.
But if there's
so let me
a
just
closed group,
you.
She should be able to search for it.
Yeah, I think it's closed, but let me just add you.
Okay.
Are you under Amina or Melody on
Facebook?
Yes, page?
Amina. Amina Melody.
Okay, well, maybe we're not friends. Oh, there you are. I know who you are. I recognize you. Okay, so now I'm your friend. Could be that, you know, we made it private and some, but then one person wouldn't have been able to get in it.
I searched for the group on Facebook and I actually found something, but it's just a thing that takes me back to your website. It doesn't give me any way to get to the page to ask to join or anything.
Oh, here we go. Bye-bye email. Okay. I will invite you by email. All right, you should have just gotten an email.
Okay, thank you.
Who else was it who needed one?
Well, Christine. Nina.
Sorry,
yeah.
Christine?
Christine.
Christine, yes, sir.
Okay.
And Nina, would you add me again, Robin? Because, you know, I've tried and failed to get on, so.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I always figure it's on my end when I.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then.
And I need help.
Excuse me?
This is Deanna. I need help also getting to the Facebook page.
Okay, wait, I'm going to make a note next to everybody. Christine, Deanna.
Okay. This is the thing Nina said. It is a secret group. I clicked your link, you know, where you invited me to join, and under the title it says secret group.
Yeah, I think
if it's a secret group, you have to add people.
Yeah, I think we changed it. But it's interesting because we had one person who joined without a problem. So, anyway, I will get you guys on there. Any other questions? And did Shayla ever join us? Because Shayla tried and said the connection was bad, and she left. Nobody else had a problem with the connection, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
The connection was great.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was very easy.
Yeah, it must have been on her end. So, okay, just checking because I got an email from her and saw that she had not gotten in. Or she had gotten in, but she just said it was bad, so she left. So, all right, any other questions while I'm trying to do this? Okay, I sent invites to Christine and Deanna.
I actually need to sign off, but thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so we
get started here.
Yeah, we will pick up in 2 weeks.
Great.
Oh, let me ask you guys, before you run off, those of you who are on the call, and if you need to go, that's okay. I'm going to send an email out to everyone. I actually am going to Germany. This happened one other time last year or last session. I'm actually going to Germany to see my son dance. My son is a dancer, for those of you who don't know that.
Hmm.
And our next group is on the 17th at 4 p.m., which is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, is midnight there. 4. Gosh, no, is it 6 p.m.? Sorry, it's 6, which is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 2 in the morning in Germany.
Oh, my goodness. You can't do
yeah.
that.
So I wondered if anyone would be willing to change the date for this particular one. I know it's only our second one for this session, but I really don't want to be up at 3 in the morning.
Well, that's fine. I think you should
yeah.
take the full report on your son.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
those of you who are on the call still, how many of you could do either Thursday night or a Friday night?
I can do either.
I could do either.
Okay, can you just say your name and say yes or no?
My name's Robin. I can do either Thursday or Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pat, I can do Friday.
Okay. Anyone else?
Rosalyn, I can do either.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, Friday's
Friday.
Better for me.
Okay,
I just,
Deanna, I'm sorry?
Thursday or Friday.
Okay, Friday's probably going to be better for me anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else who's still on the call?
Yeah, this is Amina. I was going to say Thursday would be better, but I could do Friday. It sounds like that's kind of getting more votes, so. We could probably
okay.
do that.
We can do it earlier on Friday. We can do it at 5, if that's better
yeah,
for everyone.
That would be helpful. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. That's the
20th. I apologize for changing it, but Tonya, are you still here?
So which Friday would that be?
It would be the same week. It will be Friday the
20th.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Five instead of 6.
Yes, we'll make it earlier so that we don't run late, so that you know people can have their Friday, and we won't run over like we did today.
Uh huh.
Okay, Christine, are you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you do that Friday?
Yes, 6 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock on the 20th.
Oh yes, that's fine.
Okay, great. I think
yeah.
I appreciate it. And Peggy, can you do it? Peggy must have left. And Tonya said yes, right, Tonya? Maybe she left too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have almost everyone saying yes, so we'll just go with that, and I apologize, it rarely happens. It just he got a principal role in a ballet. And so.
Oh, far out. Congratulations.
That's really cool.
Thank
yeah.
you, yeah. So you,
we,
know, you can't
we,
miss that,
yeah.
he's only 21.
No, we want to hear about it.
Wow.
You post some pictures on your Facebook. Okay, thanks, Nina.
All right, well, I don't want to keep any of you any longer. Thank you all for being here. Welcome to all the new people. I will get all of you added to the Facebook page with an email, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks. And until then, go out and achieve more inspired results.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Night-night.
Bye.